The Grindhouse Radio.
Hey, this is Marilyn Gigliotti.
What's up, everybody? This is Ming Chen.
This is Phil Lamar.
Hey, this is Brian O'Halloran.
Hey, this is Christy Carlson Romano.
This is DMC.
Hacksaw Jim Duggan.
Now, this is your boy Walter Jones.
This is Johnny Brennan.
This is your boy Kel Mitchell.
This is Steve Cardenas.
Hey, this is Bumblefoot.
Hi, this is Mike Zapik.
This is Brutus the Barber Beefcake.
Hey, man, this is Austin St. John.
This is Nichelle Nichols.
Hi, this is Stan Lee.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. Kim, did you hear that?
Yeah, that's a lot of people.
Hey, I'm popular.
Excelsior.
Welcome, everybody, to another edition of the Grindhouse Radio. As always, myself, Brimstone's here with my girl, Kim.
What up?
My boy, Zambo.
Hey.
I got the peanut gallery in the house.
Yo!
And Bells has actually decided to come back and play at GHR.
Wait.
How you doing,
what?
Bells?
Bells is here?
I haven't seen you and that rotten-ass smile in a while. What's going on, punk?
What's up, player? What's up?
What's up, player? Speak into the microphone.
All right, I'm here.
Oh, good.
I'm back.
I see. But we don't have your cohort goodness. Silver, which could be a good thing. Anyway.
Yeah, we got the better half.
We probably scared
week.
Him last
this
time.
This week we got the better half.
This is
what
true.
What the hell did I do to him?
You don't even want to know.
You don't want to know.
He was upset. He was upset last time. Because we had a photo shoot and he was left out. Kind of like you were left out of the minions that were made for GHR. Because, you know, if you decided to come to the show every once in a while, maybe, you know, you would have had a minion done of you. But of course, if you haven't seen it yet, you can go to our social media, especially Twitter, at The Real GH Radio. You could see Zambo, Kim, and Old Brim as minions made by the amazing Instagram famous Sogmetro. It's at Sogimitro. On Instagram, on Twitter. He is amazing. You know, basically the king of celebrity
Those minions
yeah.
looked fabulous.
Insane, right?
Nice. They were funny.
Yeah.
So without further ado, before we go any further, let us introduce the syndicate of where you can hear the GHR every single week.
All right, Grindhouse fans, you can now hear last week's episode on iHeartRadio. But if you want to hear us live, be sure to tune in to our syndicate, which is
The Roll Call.
OWWR, Old West Better Radio, Fridays 5 to 6 p.m., good old dinner time.
Non-Productive, Thursdays 8 p.m. to 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
The Vault of Metal, Fridays 4 p.m. to 5 p.m. Eastern Standard.
Cyber FM, Fridays 9 p.m. to 10 p.m.
iRadio USA's WLIVR and Biker Radio, Fridays 8 to 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and Sundays 7 to 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
Mix FM, Saturdays 10 p.m. to 11 p.m. Eastern Standard.
Renegade Radio, Fridays 12 p.m. to 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
iRant Radio, Wednesdays 4 p.m. to 5 p.m. Pacific Standard Time.
Bing, bang, boom.
Hey.
There goes the syndicate, everybody.
What a fabulous syndicate.
And as always, iHeartRadio, if you miss us,
yes.
Lazy ass.
Yes!
Yes!
So, Kim.
So, yeah.
Plenty to talk about this week. What do you got?
Plenty of to talk
lots,
about this
lots
week.
Lots of things.
Now,
it's very important to speak about lots of things,
oh,
Kimberly.
We have lots of things to talk about.
I like to hear like
maybe we
things.
Can get to the list instead of booing.
So, I know everyone has busy weeks and busy days and all that stuff. So, I was looking through the internet and I found something.
The interwebs.
Interwebs.
I locked the interwebs.
Oh, I did. So, what I found was it's called Hypno Sleep Hoodie.
What?
So this hoodie has a built-in inflatable pillow.
Really?
Oh.
And I looked at it, and it looks so fun, and I want to get it.
So why don't you send him a letter?
So I can sleep everywhere.
I need that for my plane rides.
Send him a letter. Tell him, hey, you know, this is who I am. GHR, we want to sample the damn thing. We could talk about it on the radio.
We tried it with the fart underwear. Let's see if this one might work.
Yeah. We could try it on the radio. We could just sleep while recording.
Bells. Before we
I don't know how that would work on a talk radio show.
Well, these things move. There we go.
Before we continue, Bells, the fart underwear I was talking about is this fart dampening underwear.
Oh my god!
Remember that from
ago.
Way back?
Yeah,
it was a while ago. It was basically this underwear that has like a special padding on the rear end that dampens the sound and eliminates the odor.
Wow. I have a question though.
Yeah.
Now, would that also work for stank ass?
It would probably be any smell.
Think about it. Like
I'm
gonna
assume
ass,
it's
you know?
Any sweat, any swell, okay. any smell between the padding area and the skin. So probably,
okay.
actually.
So if somebody
because it's
like...
material. It isn't like just sprayed with Febreze heavily until you know it's done. It's actually like a material that scientifically eliminates the odor.
So and the rash, right? What about the rash?
That's up to you, pal. You got your baby powder for that one.
So now
that's your problem, not mine.
But now we should grab that. Yeah. And actually make baby diapers with the same technology.
Yeah, too expensive.
You just gave so many ideas to people.
No!
Yep.
Bleep
on the
it
next
all out.
Season of Shark Tank.
Anyway,
with
so
Brim and his hair just flowing in the wind.
I've got a rant. I got to tell you what happened to me this morning.
What's up? Oh, go. God. Rant time. Rant.
It's rant. And so this is what
Bell
happened.
Bell has something to say. What's he going to
come
say?
On. Speak your mind.
He looked like he's
son.
Like ready.
Are you
going to
let him go first?
What? Your hair looked like from Tanner Channel when he did that little lip sync battle.
Blah 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 blah.
I heard Channing Tatum and lip sync battle.
Awesome.
That was pretty awesome.
That was if people didn't see it, Channing Tatum on
lip sync battle was pretty good.
He did Beyonce pretty badass, man. And what's
but his wife did better.
Thank you. His wife was awesome.
Yo, she killed that. She did one of his own moves in Magic Mike.
Yeah, she moved like nobody's business.
But it's lip sync. That was like dance.
But that's it's part of the whole thing, Kim.
It was good. It was good. I watched it.
She rocked that body, Kim. She rocked that body.
To the break of dawn.
She moved.
She did move.
Let me tell you, man.
She did move.
It was like some nice looking stuff on there. Dum, dum, some jam. I said to my wife, I said, woman, did you see that? You need to do some of that stuff.
Anyways. Oh, God.
Stuff we don't need to know.
Mm-hmm. Come on.
But
anyway.
it was funny. Mm.
So what happened to me at the beginning of the week?
Oh,
rant.
God.
So first of all, what?
I'm going to eat while you do this.
Oh.
I'm joking.
You try to pay me back for all the times I do it, huh?
That's right.
All
right. That's how we do things.
Rant.
So Monday was a horrible, horrible day in general. One, you know, I was woken up at about 5 in the morning and found out that David Bowie passed away.
I know.
Which he's Starman.
Yeah, legendary name in the entertainment business. And, you know, the fact of the matter is and I ranted about this a little bit online, you know, there's only a couple other people, a couple other characters, you know, in the entertainment universe that, you know, when they passed, you know, you remember where you are, what you were doing, you know, who you were with, the whole nine yards.
Yeah.
And that the last time that happened for me was when Michael Jackson passed away.
Yeah.
And, you know, and now, you know.
Where were you?
I was in Manhattan. Mm-hmm. I was doing a red carpet event. I was with a couple of my friends from Top Model. Mm-hmm. I was actually with Joe Rock, who is a local for Long Island. Where's Long Island?
Long Island is in New York, in the United States, in Northern America.
In the universe.
In the universe.
Thank you very much.
Were you with Kim Leemans?
Yes, I was with Kim Leemans. I was with Kim Leemans and Sarah Hotshawn and Joe Rock from B.A.B.,
yes.
which is a local radio guy, one of my good friends.
Also
and,
a great band, Joe Rock and the All-Stars.
Yes, Joe Rock and the All-Stars.
Great band.
He's with Mark the Animal from Twisted Sister. Anyways, we're not going to take it, okay?
Yeah.
All right.
Anyway. And you know, it was just one of those nights where everything went silent. They shut the music off and they were like, we have news. And it was just crazy. We walked outside. I've never heard New York City so quiet. It was like you can hear a pin drop outside. That's how crazy it was. So that being said, it was a very last night when you know I found out about David Bowie, it was a little crazy.
Very solemn. Right?
Yeah, very solemn. Then I actually found out a funny thing which kept me up for a while. Actually, you've seen American Horror Story?
Yeah, a little bit.
Okay, so you know the new one, Hotel?
Yeah, yeah. Jenna's made me watch that a few times.
Oh, there you go.
Not okay. saying it's bad.
Jenna!
Jenna, hello, Jenna. So they're the little blonde kid on the show.
Yeah.
What do you call it, the little creepy
little
one?
Little platinum blonde
kid. Yeah, apparently he's my friend's son, and I had no idea.
Aw.
What?
Whoops.
Sorry. Because he's one of my close friends, but I'm friendly with his girlfriend. You know what I mean?
Okay.
So, you know, it's Seth Peterson. And the guy who played the brother of the guy who was the main character on Burn Notice. So if you watched USA Burn Notice, his brother on the show, it's his son. So it was just a weird thing.
Bruce Campbell
so anyway,
was a man in that show.
So I was up for about 2 hours, you know, like talking to Seth and congratulating him and his kids, success, and then, you know, kind of sending stuff out about David Bowie. And what you guys may or may not have known, but Samantha, my older daughter, she decided she was going to go on a trip to Florida to go to Disney, which you're going to as well this week, right?
I am. Yes. I'm going in a few days.
And I think Tom is going too, right? Yeah. Okay.
Yes, separate trips. But hey, if we meet up,
You guys should have gone together.
We should talk
we'll
a little
grab a
about
Butterbee
Disney
and
later.
Harry Potter World.
We will do some Disney later.
I have
Disney
some
later.
Tips for you guys with Disney later.
All right. All right. We'll do that in the next segment.
I'll tell you off the air, though.
Yeah.
Anyway, so she
secret club.
So she left to go at 4 o'clock in the morning to go to the plane. Well,
ew,
obviously,
4 in the morning planes.
Yeah. So for me, how many years have I been touring and traveling and doing this?
Mm-hmm.
So I sat with her for that week, you know, and I went over everything she needed to know.
Okay.
I said, "Listen, you need to know this, that." The next thing, told her everything, and you know, she said, "Okay, I got it, Dad. No problem." She went there. And apparently at about 8 o'clock, because I got about an hour more sleep, and then I got woken up by a phone call of sobbing and crying. We get a phone call. What's going on? She's crying. She's you know, she won't speak. So Danielle is thinking the worst, like, what's
oh my God,
what's going on? She's in Baltimore already, you know what I mean? And she's, like, freaking out. My bag, my bag, my bag. We thought that somebody, you know, either stole it from her or mugged her or something happened.
Yeah.
Well, apparently when she went through TSA here on the island at MacArthur Airport, well, they had she put certain stuff into her toiletry bag. She put some money in her toiletry bag because I told her to separate her money. So this way, you know, you're always safe. You always have a little bit, God forbid, anything happens. And she left it at TSA. She didn't put it back in her bag. So she was there without her medicine, without about $200. And her, you know, all the rest of the toiletries and so forth.
So you can only blame herself.
Oh,
on that one.
No.
Right, right. But she's freaking out because this is her first time away.
Okay.
She doesn't have any money with her now.
Yeah,
all
yeah.
The, you know,
and wasn't
she had
it like migraine?
And it's her migraine medicine.
Ooh.
So, you even remember the medicine. Yes,
oh, yeah,
yeah,
of course.
So here I am.
Now I know.
I'm pissed off. I'm super pissed off because I just told you what to do, what not to do. You have to keep your eye on everything.
Yeah.
Well, you know, so it turns out that, you know, this the morning of, I wound up driving all the way out there. So it was about a 40-minute drive there. All right. It's out by where you live.
Yeah, it's out
all
by
right?
me.
Had to drive all the way there. Thank God they had it. I had to sign it out. I got it. Then I had to drive all the way back, stop at the bank, put the money in the account to make sure that she was able to have some money out there.
Yeah.
Because she's going to Disney, guys.
Yeah,
she's doing Disney. You got to have money.
You need like
all
money
right?
for
lots
that.
Of money. You got to see Goofy and stuff. So, you know, I did that. Then I was driving back to get Danielle. And then what do you call it? And then I had to get – I have the Brimstone Coffee meeting today.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, what do you call it? Monday. What do you call it? And that was at like 11 o'clock. So I did all this between 8 and 11. So
jeez.
It was just one of these crazy, crazy days. And then just
my
it
God.
Was horrible. So that was my rant.
Okay.
You know, it was
what
like a really, really crappy day Monday was, right?
Sorry.
And now – and there's
I'm tired just hearing of it.
And a Disney kid died too.
What?
Yeah, a kid from Disney died also.
How?
He was, I don't know the name, I don't remember, but he was on
the show.
The show The Jersey or something. You familiar? I don't
no,
know it. I don't
no.
know. It was a movie.
Must have not
maybe.
Been a good show or movie then. Because
like The Jersey
I don't
Shore? Like that.
No.
Not like
about,
a bad
like,
show. Like
yeah.
Well,
I see what you did.
See what I did there.
Anyways.
So
what else have been going
wait,
on?
Wait, you never
you
said. Wait, how'd he die? On what ride?
Oh, we don't know.
No,
he didn't die at Disney.
He
didn't die at Disney.
Oh.
He died. He was from the Disney Channel.
Oh.
He kicked
yeah,
the bucket.
He was only 30-something.
Oh.
Yeah.
He screwed the pooch.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
He squeaked the mouse.
You're so mean. Why are you so
what?
Evil?
Why you gotta be
you should,
so
we should
rude.
Call you Brimstone. And you're, like, mean.
Yeah, really.
Why are you so mean? You ever see that?
Yeah.
You know exactly what I'm talking about?
I do.
Yeah. Do you know what I'm talking about? It's The Rock. He did it. You
yeah.
guys are like, these big wrestling marks. You guys should know. Like, the you know, The Rock, when he does it, he's like, I'm going to take a note.
Well, I'm sorry you had a horrible day on Monday.
Yeah,
it was
sucks.
Crappy.
That's crappy.
But Tuesday was much better. And I'm not going to talk about that because we'll talk about that another time.
All right.
Anyway, so what else was going on?
We
had some crazy
stuff.
Since we're on the topic
on.
Of Disney, we might as well say, do you guys like know the ins and outs of Disney and like the little ooh, things you're supposed to?
To
oh,
a
Tom,
degree.
Tom's like,
to a degree. I mean, I know there's a huge amount of hidden Mickeys everywhere. The biggest hidden Mickey is the one where the actual park is basically the shape of Mickey Mouse.
Yep.
As a whole. In
it's Mixception. I'm adding that. I'm adding that to the dictionary.
I actually had a friend who worked as one of the guides there. Not as one of the costume catchers, but one of the guides that always helped people, you know, get to where they wanted to go.
Is it nice? Did he have fun?
It's hectic, but if you can master it, it is the most fun you will ever have in terms of any working anywhere.
I heard there's hidden sex there too.
Oh my God! She told me untold, unmentionable things that should never happen in Disney.
Yeah,
I'm sure there are.
Look at Kim's face.
No, I don't doubt it. She's like this. Listen, ready?
Let's just say that Pluto porked. Ariel. Let's leave it at that.
Oh my God!
Wow.
That I don't know how that happened. Was possible, but it worked.
Listen, when I went on the cruise,
what? There's no mute button. Too bad.
I was on a cruise a couple years ago, and I was with my friend and. No. Aww, it was just regular. I don't know if it was Royal or Caribbean, whatever it was.
Okay, okay.
And my friend's dad asked, to the people, like, do you guys have sex on this boat or whatever? And he's like, yeah, we do. And I'm like, oh my God! Like with different people, like from who they work with. I'm like, all right, well, I guess they do that.
Okay.
That's a thing.
They have to. They're in a freaking ocean.
I went on the cruise.
Well, I mean, if you're on an ocean for a week,
together.
What the hell is that? Can we even spell that out?
No, but I could translate it. She was talking about poking the whoopee stick in the ham wallet.
Wow.
You okay, that? Scott?
Yeah.
Nice.
I saw a little face there. I wasn't sure.
Or
right.
Cattle prod the oyster dish with the lab rocket. Or batter dip the cranny axe in the gut locker.
On that note, let's go to break.
Yeah.
Hey, everybody. It's Kimberly Lehmans from America's Next Top Model, and I'm so glad that you're tuning in to hear my big brother, Brimstone, on the Grindhouse Radio.
Do you have Facebook?
Do you have Twitter?
Make sure to like the Grindhouse Radio Facebook page.
And follow at The Real GH Radio on Twitter.
And be sure to tune in to the Grindhouse Thursdays at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for your pop culture fix. The Grindhouse Radio. It's where it's at.
Hi, this is Mike Zapsik from AMC's Comic Book Man, and you're listening to... What are they listening to? Grindhouse Radio? They're listening to Grindhouse Radio. Who are they listening to it with? Grindhouse Radio with Brimstone. My buddy Brimstone. My buddy? Who writes this stuff? He wrote it. Who's Brimstone? The guy who wrote it. All right. That's fine. Wait a minute. How much is he paying me? Jesus, that's a lot of money. I'll do a retake. Hi, this is AMC's comic book man, Mike Zapsik, my best buddy Brimstone. You're listening to Grindhouse Radio. How's that? Is check clear? All right, cool.
Hey guys, it's Kim from the Grindhouse Radio. The holiday seasons are coming, and you can do something very special for that little princess or Star Wars fanatic. Have you been to Build-A-Bear Workshop? I have, and it's very special. Just in time for the holidays, there's a brand new collection, including The Grinch Stole Christmas and The Peanuts Movie, featuring Snoopy and Woodstock. Stop by your local Build-A-Bear Workshop and make one for yourself, or grab one at buildabear.com, where there's free shipping with any order, $25 or more. It's time for you to find that perfect gift. A gift from the heart is the best way to start. That's better than that.
This is Phil Lamar, and you're listening to the Grindhouse Radio.
Kim's questions.
Oh yeah.
Hey guys, welcome back to the Grindhouse with my boy Brim and Zambo.
Yo.
And the crew up in here.
Yo.
What up? All right, I'm going to do the first question. Ready?
Go.
To my name.
Because nobody
said the crew.
No. You're included in the crew, Bells.
No, I don't want to be a crew.
Bells.
I swear to God. You're not here enough.
Wait, hold on.
You know what?
You're not here enough.
First of all,
he's turning into silver. What's wrong with you?
You know what? I'm getting mad.
Kim, please ask the question.
We don't like you when I'm angry.
We don't like you when you're angry.
Since you interrupted me.
Kevin. Hi, Kevin.
That was awesome.
All right. Ready.
Go ahead.
First
go.
Question. Question. This probably pertains more to Brim because we kind of don't have kids yet.
Brim.
But it's funny. Ready?
Go for it.
If you found out that your child was mixed up at the hospital,
what?
Would you go back and switch your child? Like, if you, established a rapport with them.
After this past week, I might have to do something with my daughter.
Brim, you can't abort after 18 years. This is a problem.
No!
That's called murder, Brim.
No!
No, I guess you keep your kid, and then you try to find out about the other one.
Oh, man. No, you went to the hospital. Okay. They gave you the wrong child.
Let's say you meant to get Charlie, but instead you got Escuela.
And you had a rapport with this child for like 5 years.
I understand.
And then you have to go back and switch your child.
Oh, you don't? Oh, you have to switch your child?
Yeah, you have to. Because the other parents are probably asking for it. Now we're making it too detailed.
No, that's ridiculous.
This seems a little too much. Honestly,
what would you do?
You keep your child, and then you have a relationship with the other one if possible.
But it's not your child.
You become friends with.
You have to switch back to your child.
It's nature over nurture. Yeah. I mean, nurture over nature.
Yeah, nurture over nature.
Mm. You know? At the end of the day, I mean, it is what it is.
There you go.
It's a good answer. Good answer.
ABC Family sitcom.
Yeah.
I think it's an ABC Family sitcom.
Yes, it is.
It's called Little Secrets, isn't it?
I think it's called Switched at Birth.
It is. With the deaf kid. Yeah. Yeah.
Look at that. Didn't even know.
Yeah, baloney. She was watching like ABC Life. What are they called? Freeform. It's called Freeform now. Kim's like, yeah, I'm watching some Freeform and watching. Oh, Switched at Birth.
This will make a good question. The guys don't certainly know what this is. No, it's fine.
No.
You've been caught, lady.
I would find out and switch as soon as possible. That would be my thing, at least. What about you, Kim?
But I'm saying you already had a child for 5 years.
What would you do?
What would I do? I don't know. I'd probably switch. I don't know. That's so bad.
What I would do is try and
switch. That's bad. I already have my child.
Here's the thing. You raised a kid for 5 years. You've established a relationship. You've established some form of groundwork for them while they probably did the same for yours.
Yeah.
I would definitely do my best to reach out to that family, become friends and very close with that family, so then when that switchover happens, it's not that bad. It's a nice transition.
But
and
it wouldn't be a switchover.
It wouldn't be much of a switchover. It would be more of just like, you know, we're all the best of friends and living together under one house.
It's like an adopted
there
family.
There was a lady who had three daughters.
Who had three
and
daughters?
That's what they call the Brady Bunch.
If people could actually see Zambo right now, I'm just like, first of all, you wouldn't have to give the kids back. That's first of all. If the two families they were actually switched,
mm-hmm.
and the you know each family had the separate you know child that.
Yeah.
You've built a relationship for the last 5 years. The hospital says there was a mistake made. They were switched, and now you know. It's up to the two families because, again, this is your kid now.
Yeah.
You've had this kid forever, so the other kid is a stranger. At the end of the day, for the children's sake, they might want to know their biological parents. Mm-hmm. So, you know, you try to work with the actual, you know, the other parents. and what?
I'm sorry. Every time someone says biological, I always think of the scene from My Cousin Vinny. My biological clock is ticking. I'm sorry. That's just me. I'm sorry. I know this is an important question, though. I'm sorry. Please. Complete another tangent.
Okay.
Sorry.
It went more serious than I
giggle.
Thought it would.
I giggle very much.
Yeah. Well, you went serious on it. You're like, well, that's children. I mean, that's flesh and blood.
I do my best for the purpose, not just for the purpose of the children, but for myself to establish a relationship between both families.
Well, that's what it is.
Make a happy party. That's what I would like to do.
That's what it is. You're not giving the kid back.
No.
It's already your child. But you know, I would say that it would be nice to have a relationship with both sides, and then you get to know. You know, that child as well.
Exactly.
But at the end of the day, look, God forbid that ever happens to anybody.
Usually they catch on if there's a problem really freaking quick. So.
Well, yeah.
And then it becomes an ABC sitcom.
Yeah.
Sorry. Like Switched at Birth.
And then Kimmy steals it and puts
it
on the
I swear
radio.
I did not.
Stolen.
Speaking of stolen, what's your second question?
Yes.
My second question is, be alone for a year or be ignored for a year?
Alone.
Yeah.
Because everyone always, because here's the thing about being alone. You can be alone without being lonely. You know what I mean? You can have that alone time.
Mm-hmm.
A year's worth of alone time is a lot of time, but that's a lot of time to discover yourself type of thing. Like you could take.
Zambo discovers himself every day.
Hello, there's kids listening.
Roughly three, actually.
Oh, my God.
Four, if I'm lucky.
So that's what you did in the office every so often, huh?
No.
Notice how
this
we got
why,
serious
this is
there
why,
for a
No,
second.
This is why the security cameras aren't turned towards me. This is why I don't have a key. No, I mean in terms of personality and who you are. I mean that in terms of a deep sense of finding yourself.
See, that was a good
response. That's basically what I mean for that.
You go for you, Glenn Coco.
Also, intensive.
You go, Glenn Coco.
Also, intensive amounts of meditation, masturbation.
Section D.
You go. Ew.
Listen, it was going to happen eventually. I just had to get it out before he did.
Yeah.
So I beat him to the finish.
What would you do, Belle? What would you do, Bill?
Yeah, I'm a quick shot. Thanks, Scott.
Would you say take shots?
No, I'm a quick shot.
No, quick shot.
He's a quick shot.
Oh. Wow. I thought you said I would take shots. I'm like, that's not the question.
Shot. Anyway, so
Bill can't even speak. Look at him. He's sitting here like laughing.
All right, Kim or Brim, what do you guys think?
I think it would be really sad to be ignored for a whole year. So I wouldn't want to do that.
That's painful. That's like, you know, getting the cold shoulder for a full year and not realizing anyone you're existing.
Because
that's why I chose alone over ignored.
I'd rather be alone because it's not like I can't call people.
Exactly.
Boom.
They could just be like, hey, you want to hang out?
Because
it's like, hey, you want to hang out? And just be like, no,
yeah,
I can't.
This is my question, Brim.
You're stranded on an island.
No, I didn't say that.
You're by yourself. You're wearing shells on your chest, girl.
I didn't say that.
You're wearing seaweed around that waist.
So I'm
that's you're like a little mermaid. Yeah.
Wow.
Bells.
Come on, Bells.
Bells,
I need you to come back to reality.
Do you have a voice
snap
role?
Snap back to the reality.
Wow. Oh, there goes gravity.
Say something.
Oh, yeah, that's it.
Say something. What would you do?
I'd be alone.
You'd be alone. He's alone anyway.
Why would you
Nobody
be alone?
Nobody wants to be there, pal.
Hey, man. You're never alone when you have an Xbox.
No, because that's true. But yeah. I still like to have fun.
That's true.
As well.
You're never alone with your an Xbox, but you're apparently around a lot of people who do your mother.
Do his mother? What?
It's a joke about Xbox. It's a joke about
Xbox. You just say something about do it his mother?
No.
Oh,
no.
First of all,
yes.
You're
that's
an almost married man.
Incest.
Second of all, that's Bell's mother.
Okay. Bells knows what I'm talking about.
I didn't
know
you liked black
Bells. Women. Xbox Live. Right? Come on. Xbox Live, right?
Xbox Live,
right? Where the majority of all players have somehow, in one way or another, have done your mother. So there you go.
I still don't get that.
So
what does
Bells,
that even mean?
Tell me, is your mom hot?
All right, well, how about this? You know what? Never mind.
Change
never
the
mind.
Subject, please. Let's go.
What? Tom is single.
Brim, you never said what you would do.
Obviously, everybody's doing Bell's mom, so I guess I might as well do that, too.
Ew.
Ew, that's kind of gross. No offense, Bell's
Me
mom.
Me and Zam were like, what the heck?
Bell's mom's going to be like,
I'm so sorry.
I'm
going
to go there and snap
up.
The taste out of all their mouths.
I'm so sorry that this has been brought up.
What's been brought up? Oh, man. All right. You guys
question.
Some dirty son
Don't
bitches.
Say doing your mom.
What? You're the one the other day who was like, yo, let's put down what's internet number rule number 34.
First of all, we were supposed to talk about that next week.
No.
But since you had to go
all right,
and bring
we'll
it up.
We'll talk about it next week.
Do you want to bring it up now?
Not really.
No. Okay, so we'll bring it up next week.
Next week.
You never
tune
said
in for
what
that.
You would do.
What I would
Would you
do?
Be alone or would you
be ignored for a year?
I am never actually alone. I have many personalities.
So you're Sybil.
Yes, I have so many personalities.
That's mental.
No, it is not mental. I will entertain myself and bore the crap out of myself and have fun with myself. Many ways. So, and
Oh, my God.
Does he kill this him? Does he kill this him? No, we don't. We don't kill this him.
That was a good golem.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Good. You're welcome. That was an Anna moment. Yeah. You're welcome.
You're welcome.
Oh, my goodness. All right. All of this. Anyway.
Anyway.
All right. What's
so
your next question?
Do you have one more question or are we done? Just
no,
out of curiosity.
No, that's it.
All right. That's fine
what
by
I'm
me.
Doing.
So then, in that
I'm
case, since we did the two questions,
okay.
What's the next topic?
I don't know why I sent the quest topic.
I don't know why did you send me stuff.
I did.
I don't
well, Emma Stone is in Emma Stone. You like Emma?
Got
I like Emma Stone.
I love right. Emma Stone.
I love Emma Stone.
She's so
cute.
Nice.
I love her.
Very pretty.
She's a beautiful girl.
She's all right.
Nice body. She's very talented. She's
nice body.
It's like a fine wine.
She's
nice body tastes good.
She's all right, I guess.
She's what all right. is going on?
First of all, I heard about you in that House Bunny movie. I heard the House Bunny movie. You can't even put it in the machine anymore because it's a little sticky.
No, Section D.
Yeah.
Well, okay, speaking of the House Bunny, Hugh Hefner put the Playboy Mansion up for auction for $200 million.
Hold on, we weren't even finished talking about Emma Stone yet.
Oh, too bad, but we...
And Emma Stone, I was thinking of the wrong person, wasn't I?
Yeah, she was.
Wait, what are you trying to do?
What are you trying to think
I was thinking of Anna Faris.
Faris.
Emma Stone's not so bad either.
I would take Anna Faris over
Emma Stone.
Anna Faris. What's her face from from Easy A?
Oh, that's Emma Stone.
That's Emma Stone.
That is Emma Stone. Oh! You know what? Bleep me. Fuck you all. I was right.
You're wrong.
Yeah.
Emma Stone is in Easy A, and she's in House Bunny.
House Bunny.
We just wasted a whole segment
Anna
bitching
Faris
about
is
Emma Stone.
The actual the House main. Bunny. She is the mother, and Emma Stone is
we
the
just
main...
wasted a whole segment waste talking and bitching about who is Emma Stone.
That's right.
So
Emma Stone,
Brimstone. It's all good, brother. What up, brother?
She ain't related.
Kim
to me.
Stone.
Kim Stone.
I'm gonna make up a thing called Kim Stone. Kim Stone.
Zam Stone.
So anyway, all right. Well,
Silverstone.
Anyway, so Emma Stone is in talks to play Cruella De Vil.
Yes, in an Origins movie, right?
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah, because I know Disney is starting to turn on the origin of villains type of thing, like they did with Maleficent and all that other stuff.
Well, they're doing a lot with Origins now, also because of the whole Disney, the whole Star Wars thing too.
That's true, but then again, too, keep in mind Disney loves to eat nostalgia up and poop it back out.
Of course.
Good, I'm not saying it's a bad thing.
Wait, we talked about poop this segment again.
Ah, poop. I brought it up once.
I didn't bring up the poop.
First of all, it wasn't even meant that way, but you disgusting human being.
No, I didn't.
Who pretends to be all sugar, womp, rainbows, womp, unicorns.
Listen, womp. I'm eating my Pop-Tart strawberry, so that is sugary.
I'm very... Kim, Belle, say it.
Yes.
No.
No.
You're supposed to say no, you jackass.
How about no?
He agrees with me. He's wearing a purple bracelet. That's how much he agrees
That's
with me.
That's pink for breast cancer.
Oh, it looks purple.
Philistine.
All right, fine. It's magenta.
He called her a Philistine. What's wrong with you? What's wrong with us? I don't know where the hell this show went today.
I know what we are. The Grindhouse Radio.
There you go. It's THR, baby.
Anyway.
So continue.
So let's try at least
Emma
a topic
Stone.
For the last few
Oh, wait,
minutes.
You were talking about it.
I was talking
about
something.
What were you
something.
Talking about?
You said, speaking of House Bunny.
Yes.
I said that Hugh
Good
Hefner
movie.
Is putting
yes.
the Playboy Mansion up for sale for $200 million under the condition and the audacity.
The audacity!
That he still lives there.
Yes.
What?
And they cannot look in his bedroom.
Like, what the hell?
They can't go
Why
in
would
his
I
bedroom.
Want you walking around in my house?
First of all, let's be honest.
It's like Two and a Half Men, except
I wouldn't want to step
they
foot
stay.
Into that bedroom.
No.
There's going to be stuff all over the place.
I don't know, man. That cigar, I don't know, his cigar closet that he has? Pretty freaking cool.
I don't know.
I know you're not a man of smoking, but the cigar collection that he has is quite beautiful.
I don't know what you're thinking, but I know it's going to be all over the place on there. I don't want to know. But, yeah, no. I mean, would you buy the Playboy? If you had the money.
If I had the money?
With that caveat, would you buy the Playboy Mansion?
No.
Really?
No,
I would not.
F that, Jazz. I'd be like, hell yes! I have you freaking Hefner living with me.
Yeah, but
if I have that much
Although,
money,
I would have to be
buy...
single if that was the case. Like, what's up, girl? You know.
Or you just pretty much ditch the Playboy Mansion's theme and you just live there with your family and Hugh Hefner as a plus.
No.
Just saying.
No, Kim.
No.
Thank you. You can't do that.
Hey, listen, I'm just saying it's
If I have
idea,
that much money
to
pay $200 million for that mansion, I better
land.
Have my make my own house. Build
okay.
it, make
okay.
it look nice.
I'm not going to one-up you on this, but this is my idea.
Have my own vending machines and fun
my
stuff.
Own vending
I would do is own land in the Scottish Highlands.
What?
I'm not finished. Build my own castle.
See, you understand.
Build my own castle.
Yeah.
Fully, like castle.
Like have
you know,
an Xbox room or something.
Like Frank Castle?
No.
That's
no.
the Punisher.
I know, that is the Punisher.
You know,
by
that,
the way, Daredevil Season 2,
too.
Pretty excited about that.
He's coming in there, right?
I know, he is.
Yeah,
he's confirmed. Confirmed.
Really?
Yeah, nice. Confirmed. Punisher's going to be in there.
John Bernthal's doing it?
No, it's somebody else.
Why?
I forget who's doing it. I don't know who's actually
that makes
doing
no
it
sense.
Off the top of my head. I forgot. I don't know who's doing it.
All right, go back.
Either way, I would own a castle in the Scottish Highlands, and that would be my place of living.
You yes. can't be there, though, because then Belle can't
See,
visit you.
See, doesn't that make more sense?
They never said he couldn't
Buy
live
it.
With me.
They don't have
Build
black people
thing.
In freaking Scotland.
Who says I can't make them?
What?
You can make black people? what
Scientists, tell me, how does that work?
I have $200 million. I can make it work.
Hold on. Wait.
I don't know.
And even though I spoke about him with respect, you know, they turned Michael Jackson white. So they can make a white
he
guy black.
He turned himself white. He has bad pigment.
Okay.
He has bad pigment.
It's a pigment of my imagination.
No, y'all just ignorant.
Hold on a second.
Y'all ignorant.
Belle, would you want to live in Scotland with Zambo in his castle?
Absolutely not.
Yo,
bro, you get a whole part of the castle to yourself, dude. Dude, you get a whole part of the castle to yourself to move everything you want in there. It's all yours.
It's not about the castle. It's out there.
He just cursed. Stop, no cursing.
Beep, beep.
What's wrong with you?
It's cold out there.
I don't want to buy no house and have
out
some
here.
Sorry, go ahead.
It's bad enough it's cold out here. I don't want to go out
there. Yeah, but just imagine. No. It would be in like the Scottish Highlands, like the lower part of the Scottish Highlands, so the Scottish Lowlands. so it's still
Scottish
relatively warm. And
top it off, you're
the
all
Scottish
bunch of alcoholics out there, so.
Yo, when is that a bad thing? I'm not much of a drinker either, but watching those people stumble around, come on, you got to admit that's funny.
I don't
want to
fight
true.
All the time, bro.
You don't have to fight. You can just sit back and go, hey, and then they go, hey, and then that's it. That's it.
You ever notice every time Bells is on the show and when he talks, he's a mumbler. It's like a mumbler. Nobody likes a mumbler. Nobody likes a mumbler. Just like in that Johnny Depp crappy version of the Willy Wonka thing. So nobody likes a mumbler.
Nobody likes a mumbler when you're talking on the Tumblr.
I don't care.
I just made that up.
Yeah, anyways. So anyway,
a bunch of time talking about
Emma
Stone.
This was fabulous, guys.
This was actually a really good segment. Let's take a quick break. We'll come back into Kevin's corner.
Yes!
And
I think he's talking about Labyrinth.
In honor of good old Ziggy Stardust. All right, the Goblin King when we return.
Hey, what's the sitch? This is Christy Carlson Romano, and you're listening to My Brother Brimstone on the Grindhouse Radio.
Hey, all you Grindhouse fans, this is your boy Brimstone here to tell you about LootCrate.com. If you're not familiar with Loot Crate, then you better get yourself acquainted. Why? Because it's one of the best and most badass monthly subscriptions for everything geek that you could possibly get your paws on. So, what you're going to do is listen to old Brim. Head on over to www.lootcrate.com/brimstone. You're going to put in the code word Brimstone, and you're going to save a whole 10%. You heard it right, a whole 10%. Make sure you plug it in and tell them old Brim sent you.
Kev's Comics Corner, where I talk about my opinions on anything nerdy and geeky.
Holy hot fudge, Zambo and Kim! It's Kevin's Comic Corner!
My God, you're right!
I hope he's not angry. We don't like when Kevin's angry.
Recently, famous musician and actor David Bowie passed away after battling with cancer for several months. I'm saddened to hear of his passing, and I would like to express my deepest condolences to his family and friends. So, in honor of David Bowie, I've been asked to talk about Labyrinth, the 1986 movie directed by Jim Henson. Normally, I don't talk about movies in general on this segment, but since there are actually a few comic adaptations and a couple of manga sequels to The Labyrinth, it technically counts as a subject I can cover. The movie follows Sarah, played by Jennifer Connelly, who is left home to babysit her little baby brother, Toby. But the baby keeps crying, and Sarah, while telling him a story to make him sleep, inadvertently summons the Goblin King, played by David Bowie, who steals the child to a fantasy world and brings him to his castle in the middle of a maze. In the middle of a labyrinth, Sarah now must traverse the maze and rescue Toby before midnight, or the baby will turn into a goblin under the king's rule forever. It's a pretty neat movie with a big cult following and some impressive-looking practical effects for the time. I would definitely recommend checking it out sometime.
Hey everybody, it's me, Karen Ashley, Aisha the Yellow Power Ranger, and I'm listening to Grindhouse Radio. You better be listening too. You know what time it is? It's morphin' time.
Hey you! Brimstone here, Grindhouse Radio. And what am I here to talk to you about? I'm here to talk to you about something sweet. You got a sweet tooth? Well, so do I. That's why I'm going to tell you to go down to Sweet Hollywood. That's right, Sweet Hollywood. One of the biggest and best candy shops in all the land. Why am I telling you to go there? For one reason and one reason only. Brimstone chocolate bars. That's right, baby. The sweetest, sweetest chocolate there is. So if you're in the mood for food, something sweet, something delicious, something delectable, head on over, pick up a couple of Brimstone Wasteland s'mores. You can get them in two different styles, hot or mild, depends on what you're into, baby. And while you're at it, make sure to grab some Brimstone swag. So head on over to Sweet Hollywood at the Hollywood and Highland Center. That's right, the Hollywood and Highland Mall at 6801 Hollywood Boulevard. Or you can order at sweetlosangeles.com. And let them know Brim sent you.
Hi. Yes. Oh, boy. I don't know if this thing is on. What was that? Anyway, you're listening to the Grindhouse Radio with Brimstone, Zambo, and Kim. You know what? Yeah, that's it. I've got to go. Somebody just threw something and hit me in the ass neck. I've got to go.
Welcome back to the Grindhouse Radio. Once again, as every week, Kevin's Corner. This time about the good old Goblin King from Labyrinth.
Yes. Now, Labyrinth!
That was a very weird movie when I was younger, but seeing it again was probably... I saw it about a year ago, obviously before the news of his death, and I still love it. I saw it in a whole new light, and it kind of made it... The weird cult classic movies have more of a better meaning for me, and I like it now. I think my favorite scene is with the liar and the truther goblins.
Oh, yeah?
And they're just like, you know, I'm telling the truth. I'm telling a lie. Yeah, and they go through the wrong door and she still falls through the pit. So I love that.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
And then, anyway. You know, and then, you know what we forgot to mention?
What'd you mention?
Early? What? Earlier is the, what do you call the drummer from the Blue Man Group died too.
Oh, really? No. Wait, aren't they all drummers? Or is it just the one?
The one that's the one drummer. I think they all play. I don't know.
I think they all play
drums. What's going on over there? Are you playing with your nipple?
What, Scott, are you the drummer? Are you trying to fake your own death?
You're playing with your nipple. Tom's playing with his nipple. That's usually Scott's job. Scott's usually the one who's naked dancing around in here.
It's a good thing Naked Tom's not. It'll be Naked Tom the whole time.
Yeah,
poor Naked Tom. Wait, can I tell you?
Hold on.
What?
Did she just give you a nut shirt with the main cast over here?
Yo.
Wow.
Wait a minute. Did you just say you're part of the main cast?
That's right, and what?
You don't
come here.
I don't care.
I'm here.
I like that confidence. Thomas, promote this man.
You don't even go to school here.
You don't even go here.
I'm here
in spirit. All right.
You're here in spirit. You're here physically.
I'm like Brock, like I said earlier, I'm like Brock Lesnar. I'm here every once a month.
I'm here once a month.
Then you lose horribly and go back in the shadows? Yeah, okay.
Wow!
Oh, it's already been brought in.
Wow, he just slapped you a little bit.
It was a good slap.
I gotta admit, it was a good slap.
That was a B-Ox
slap. That was totally not about his UFC career.
They both pretty much speak the same, I mean.
Ooh. Well, except one's a squarehead. So.
Wow, that's mean. Don't say things like that.
Well, no, if you literally look at Brock Lesnar, his head is the shape of a square.
Really?
I'm not saying in terms of insult of his intelligence or anything. Like, if you look at his face,
true.
It is literally like...
It's true.
90-degree angle.
So,
man.
Scott's.
No.
A little bit, right?
He's an egg shape.
Only when his hair is grown out a little.
Do you have something to say about that insult?
He's not... Wrong.
I'm not wrong.
Well, I'm not upset because he's not.
It's not like when you called him Shrek. Yeah,
I didn't call him
Shrek.
You
did. Wow. I remember that.
No.
Actually, that was me.
Oh, that was you?
I'll take the blame on that one.
I'm sorry.
Your hair is down. That means it's clouding something.
Oh, okay. You should have let her take the fall, Zambo. You should have let her take
Zambo's
the fall.
Zambo's that nice. He wouldn't do that to me.
So who bought into this jackpot of the Powerballs?
Me.
Everybody. I did too. All right, I did too.
We all did.
And the funny thing is, this is my first time.
I bought one ticket with two chances on it, so fingers crossed.
I did three. You actually bought in?
Yeah,
I did three.
This is the first time I ever played. Mega.
Same here, actually.
Now,
so I'm like, you know what?
What we should have done is we actually should have done it as a group.
As a group.
We should have done it as a group.
Now, I have a question. Do you guys do it the old-fashioned way, or where you're picking the numbers?
No.
Or do you just
You actually have a better chance of letting the computer randomly generate it for you than you have picking your own numbers. That's actually based off of scientific method and process of elimination bullcrap that they do for the algorithm.
No. Mm-hmm. If you were Rain Man, you'd have been able to do it.
Excuse me, no. No. No, no,
yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Fart.
An, really?
Got a fart.
There's
my friend Justin.
Fart. Got a fart.
But the thing
got
is,
a fart.
The
farted.
My buddy Justin is like Rain Man. When he watches
God.
On Sundays, he's completely normal. But then on Sundays, when football is on, he walks.
Should have rolled. Should have rolled.
Oh my God.
Should have rolled. Should have tackled. Should have rolled. Should have blitzed.
He's like standing there like.
Should have married. Should have married. Should have
crazy. What is it? What is it? 5 minutes to Wapner. Was that it? 5 minutes to Wapner.
5 minutes.
Yeah. It's crazy. So anyway, what were you going to say, Kim?
Very good driver.
I don't remember.
You what?
That's okay.
I don't remember. Well, I did walk into the door before and.
That was so funny. I was
she's like, hey guys,
and I swear, I think I have a little black and blue on my back. I'm not gonna lie.
Oh, that's what I wanted you to put on the thing. No,
what,
okay.
Black and blue?
No. Okay. Speaking of that, I went for the holidays, Danielle and the kids got me a massage.
Oh,
okay.
Okay.
So I cashed in it myself and Dylan, you know, my son went to, to go get him this past weekend.
Mm-hmm.
And when we were there, I had this little Asian woman beat the snot out of me. I am, seriously, she walked on me. It was like, Godzilla! And she stomped the crap out of me. I said to Dylan, I'm like, did she walk on you? He's like, no. I was like, seriously? Seriously? She had the audacity to step. She got up on the table. She was like working that crap. See, here's the problem.
You're scary. And
he thought you was King Kong. That's why.
Shut up. You look like King Kong. Anyway, now Scott is a big guy too. So the two of us are the big guys. All of you people, if you guys go to get to a masseuse and get a massage,
yeah,
they're gonna be easier on
my
you.
My back would crack.
But no. But they think that since we're big guys, we need a deep tissue massage. I want a nice central relaxing massage. I don't, you know what I'm saying? I don't want you to beat the snot out of me.
Lavender hot rock shiatsu.
Yeah, did you tell her?
They did the hot rocks. No, because she scared me.
She beat the crap out of me. She put one of those George Jefferson massage on your son.
It's true. She worked that. No, dude, she stood on my calves. And then walked up like slowly and like dug in and like pushed from the top, like she put one knee up on my shoulder and then like pushed with the other foot my back, and it was just nuts, guys.
I'm wondering what was going through your mind when all of a sudden you saw her just climbing on top and just stepping on you.
I didn't watch. I felt it.
No, you were like, what the hell?
When she did it, I was like, you know. But see, this isn't the first time. That's why it wasn't that crazy for me.
Oh,
you know,
your first time.
No, I had. You're out of your mind. So I had a massage a long time ago from this. What do you call it? Shut up! I had a little black woman who was probably about 80 years old. Okay, I swear to God, I couldn't understand. She was kind of like Belle. She couldn't speak. She was and she was like Arshmash, Arshmash, really? Arshmash. That's what she was saying to me. Shut up! It's true. Really? It must be a thing. I don't know. She might be related to. But what do you call it? So
might be Belle's mom.
Son of a mother.
Belle's mom.
Anyway, so Belle's mom. It could have been.
Oh
actually,
my God!
It could have been.
No.
She
been.
Was kind of cute for an old lady.
No, no.
Anyway.
Scott's like, no.
Anyway, she beat the snot out of me. And Danielle was there because we were both getting on it. She was cracking up. She was laughing at me. And then, you know, it was just one of those things where I was like, never again. Because she asked me if I wanted a deep tissue.
Yeah.
But what do you, she was saying, Arshmash, Arshmash. I didn't know what the freaking hell she was saying. I was like, yeah, sure, okay. And she beat the snot out of me. So it was reminiscent of when she beat me up, and then this little Chinese woman beat me up. It's crazy.
What if that happened to your
son? I'll fight seven foot freaking 400 pounders, dude.
Saying.
What?
I think I might have figured out what she was saying.
What?
Hulk smash, Hulk smash.
It's true.
But what if that happened to your son? What would he do? Would he be like yelling at her, like, get off or something?
No, he would have just went with it because they did the tushy rubs. So they, so you know, everybody, hey, look, butt rubbins is nice. So
tushy rubs.
So, you know, they rub it good. It was, I got to say, you know, those little Asian ladies.
Oh,
so,
God.
So, it's true.
Exactly, right?
What? What, am I wrong? Have you ever gotten one of these
never
massages?
Said you weren't wrong.
I didn't say no happy endings there. That's not that kind
that's
of place.
That's what they're supposed to do.
No, 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 sex and date.
No,
happy endings?
No, masseuse!
What kind of place
butt?
Do you go to?
Oh, my God!
Oh, my
Kim.
God!
Kim, you are so behind
Kim,
him.
No.
Kim, Zambo?
No.
No.
Kim,
no. Kim, no.
That's not what I meant. I meant with the butt rub.
Still got a happy ending.
I know, not the happy endings. I'm not
Why?
Stupid.
You're not stupid.
I'm not stupid. I know what the hell that means.
Yeah, so anyway, it wasn't like that. But so we walked out, and he had this.
That just went far south.
He had this Goose smile on his face. Traba. He was just like, "They rubbed my butt." It was funny.
As a teenager for you.
He's definitely related
it
to
was,
you.
It was funny.
Oh yeah.
I just but now days what? Later, and my back and my whole body is so freaking sore. Like she literally kicked my ass. It feels like I worked out of the gym for like you know a week straight.
So was it worth it? Did she work you?
Did she throw her thing down, flip it, and reverse it?
Yes.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
You know, she's like, okay, turn over. You turn over now. And I was like, okay, all right. You know, and I kind of got nervous. I was like, is she going to beat the snot out of the front? And what did she do? She like dug into like right into my over here.
The inner shoulder?
Yeah. Nuts. Oh, my God. It was crazy.
Let me tell you, though, if you massage that inner shoulder just right, oh, God, it feels so great.
Well, it didn't feel great.
No, I know. It sucks for you, but still, I'm just saying if they do it right, it's really
good. I've gotten a facial before.
Whoa!
Section D.
Whoa. Wow.
Okay. How is that gross? It's a big show.
If you're talking about in terms of a spa treatment, yes. That is very nice.
Yes.
Good. I've actually gotten a pedicure. Actually,
Kim, I've gotten my cuticles and my toes clean. I need you to go on your phone. Go to Google for a couple of minutes.
No.
Google facial, and then
no, because everything I say, everyone's like, oh my God, a facial. How do people not know about facials? That's not weird.
Oh my God! Save the show!
What?
It's going
spa?
Down.
How?
The show is beyond saving.
All right. Bye, guys. I'm done.
What's that thing? What's that ball? You don't know what that is?
I've done facials before.
I know, but it's not the
right,
facial you're
I'm
thinking.
I'm done. Bye.
All right.
Stop. She's mad.
She quit on us.
Do you want to know how much this show is right now? Good night, everybody. Good night, everyone.
Are we done?
Yeah.
We are.
We ended on misconstruing information.
Oh.
We should probably all good night. With this, we leave you with a final goodbye from our hearts to yours, to the Bowie and Jones family. Rest in peace, David.
Yes. John, paying some respect to David Bowie. May he rest in peace, baby. Calling out around the world. Are you ready for a brand new beat? The summer's here and the time is right for dancing in the street. Dancing in Chicago. Down in New Orleans, in New York City, all we need is music, sweet music. There'll be music everywhere. There'll be swinging, swaying, records playing, dancing in the street. Oh, it doesn't matter what you wear, just as long as you are there. So come on, every guy, grab a girl. Everywhere around the world, we'll be dancing in the street.
GHR, it's where it's at.